Rex said earlier that you thought you were as down after the Miami game.
That I was what?
You were as down after the Miami game as you'd ever see it after a game. Is that accurate?
Upset. I mean, upset would be more accurate. Down, I don't know about that. Upset, yeah, absolutely. Probably the most. So.
What have you seen over the week when you look back? Have you figured, obviously, but you figured out the causes? I mean, because the whole thing was like the perfect storm. And so, I mean, are you looking at this?
I would have added something in the middle of that, but. But I agree with you. I know what happens when it happens. I mean, I just get in positions. I know exactly what we're doing, what we've called, what I've called. And so I see it exactly. So I know exactly the second that it happened, who did it wrong, what the mistake was, what should have been done. Or, you know, in some instances, maybe if they did it exceptionally well, or, you know, I can see that, you know, if well. I know exactly for every single thing. I see it, and we, you know, I correct them on the sidelines. You try to, unfortunately, it's, you know, that's too late. But I do, and I see it exactly. So yes, I'm right with, and I'm right. I come in Sunday night and watch the, which I do a lot anyway. I certainly did then, and I stayed here a long time. I graded everything, and I was right. I usually am. I can see it. You know, sometimes I wish I weren't when something bad happens. But, you know, you have to own up to it and see what the mistake was and why did it occur. Things that we had practiced. And exactly. So it's frustrating for me. Yeah, so, yeah. Down, no. I get down in the middle of the night. I get frustrated or angry. So, yes.
The fact that you have a bye right after that, that makes sense. Probably wanted to get on the field the next day.
That's a good point. That's tough to answer. In some ways, yes. Because you want to, you know, flush it out and get back and solve the problem and get going. And in other ways, I think sometimes that you need a little bit of time to regroup and gather. I think they did. You know, the guys do. I mean, they were probably happy they didn't have to see me for a week. And I was probably just as elated. So between the two of us, yeah, and sometimes that's a good thing. You know, and then you come back and you make the corrections, which you make. I don't pull any punches. I don't. Positively or negatively. And so I don't. And then you come back and you say, okay, you know, well, this is what happened. And this is why it happened. Now, what are we going to do about it? And then you have to start over. And it's the tough part of the business. I have experienced, I've had lots of different things happen to me in my career. And you never can sugarcoat them. You roll up your sleeves, you go back to work, and you solve the problem. And you try to. You try. You can't change what happened. I wish to God you could. You know, sometimes, you know, I ask, you know, what do you, give me a break. You know, I'd like to, you know, give me, let me start over. But you don't get to do that. And then you just fight and regroup and solve problems and get ready to play again. So I see both sides of it. And that one, you know, it maybe was a good thing that we had some time off because it's helped us in a way maybe to get a couple guys back that we didn't have, some things like that. So I think that's a positive side of it. The other side, I kind of like that to, you know, hey, let's get back out and do it again. But frustrating. As frustrated as I've ever been my entire career. But Mike, then you go to the next one.
With that in mind, I was going to ask again, not to bring up a bad memory, and I apologize, but was this more frustrating than the Ginn game and that this was breakdowns? And
yeah, that was two players. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, those are totally different things. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks.
I apologize.
No. That was probably the baddest game as I've ever had. This my experience was just frustrating as I've ever been for a game. But I've had a lot of good games, so I'm fortunate in that regard. But unfortunately for me, I sometimes dwell on what didn't go right rather than what has. So,
was there anything that was specifically frustrating? I mean, was there just one thing that really, you know?
No, it's not. Every place is frustrating for me. I mean, you can see some things where, you know, just how we did a thing, like the last time we played them, we executed what I felt was a really, really intricate, good punt block. We came an inch away from getting it. They ran a solid block, but we actually practiced it during the week. It's very common, and we don't get it. We ran right through their field goal team. We knocked them right over. We had four guys clean. Guy gets it kicked through. They got one guy that sneaks through and gets a hand up, tips it. That stuff's tough. That's hard to deal with. Things like that. We run a kickoff return. They don't block anybody. We don't make a tackle. We block everybody and run to our own guy and fall down. And we block everybody. So those things, they're tough to deal with. But then when you make a mistake, then it's important that you come back, you realize what it was, and you face up to it and see if you can't do it better the next time. So that's all. That's how part of it goes. But to pick something, no. I mean, I'm an every play guy. You know, I want every play, and I look for every person on every play to have a realm of success. That's the criteria that I set. So in a game like that, whoa, wow, that was tough for me. But, you know, you don't forget to feel sorry for yourself very long in this business.
Mike, the blocked punt, it looked like Tim might have gone left when he saw the first guy come through and maybe should have stayed for the guy that's not around.
He's part of it. It wasn't just never one guy. He was part of it, yes. But as he... If he had stepped up a little bit better and then we would squeeze the hole, yes. Whether it's just his guy, no. It's a combination of things where you want to form a wall. We let an opening in that wall, and that gave room for the guy coming around. That should have never happened. That just shouldn't have happened that way. He was part of it, certainly not all of it, in any way, shape, or form.
Is there anything you've tried to get across to the players this week? Anything you've focused on specifically?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what you're asking. Are you referring to what took place or what's coming up?
What's coming up?
Yeah, sure. You I think Seattle's pretty good. I mean, they've got a lot of good ingredients. They're tough to play at home. You know, I don't know their kicker and punter as well as some others that we face, but they've got a very good group of guys, good cover guys. Farwell was Minnesota's best guy. Now they grabbed him. And you know, obviously, I know Leon Washington very well. I have tremendous respect for him. You know, and, of course, you know, when he was here, he led the league and went to the Pro Bowl. So we thought he was pretty good. So now you have to go against him. And then what you do is, you know, you prepare for, in that regard, sometimes with a whole different plan. I mean, my plans change every single week. So now you have to change it all. And then to keep in mind, you know, what it takes to make it successful. And when it is, it's very easy to show. I mean, I can show clip after clip. And then when it's not, you say, okay, here's what we didn't do. You know, you got to do this. You have to do that. You know, you're a safety on a return. You got to get in the right position. If you're in a position, they can't run over there. Things like that. So those are all the things. Then you have to move on. You move on positively and negatively. Now, it's easier to move on when it's positive. When there's things negative, then, you know, I can dwell. I try not to too much because you have to move. But so just get prepared for the next week, because certainly it's another challenge that comes up. And, you know, if we go on and play positively and win and you keep doing that, you know, we win the rest of them, we'll probably feel pretty good. But you don't can't do that until you take the right steps to win each one.
Mike, when you traded Leon, how much did you fight to keep him?
No, it was, to be honest with you, I was not involved in it. Tell you the truth, I just wasn't. That's one of those things that it really, I don't know how else to say it other than that I was not involved.
Is that something you normally would have, you know, it's one of your key players on your unit, so to speak?
Well, there were the extenuating circumstances of injuries and contracts and those types of things, of which I'm not necessarily appraised on. So really, you're just asking the wrong guy the question, because I just wasn't involved in any way, shape, or form.
How about this? How much did it hurt to let him go?
No, that's always a tough thing. You know, sometimes you don't want to – you just have to – it's sometimes in the role that I'm in, and I'm good at it and I'm not good at it. I can understand and see the big picture, and I know that there is a big picture out there that we have to work in. Then on the other side of it, then there's, of course, the selfish side that I want this guy. And so that the two of them sometimes don't always, you know, they don't coincide. But that's part of it, and you have to understand it. And then you just move on and make those adjustments. It's sometimes not easier than others, or there's reasons. and I'm not always in the middle of those decisions. There can be a level of, you know, that you wish you were or something, but it's tough to, there's a big picture, and we all have to be able to fit into it, and I think I'm pretty good at doing that. I think I understand it. But yet, you know, when you get a guy that that you've had, and I mean, that have been successful with me, I have great feelings for them for a long time. You know, Brad Smith or Hita Bowe, but you can't keep everybody. It's just the business, and I have to be able to adjust. That doesn't mean that I like losing anybody, but you move on, and that's part of it because that's happened with a lot of guys, and we all face it. And in doing what I do, I probably have to face it more than anyone, because a lot of times it's this young kid that we brought along, and then maybe sometimes there's just an offer out there that we can't deal with. You know, it doesn't fit into our salary cap and budget and big picture. And so those things, for me, I have to be I have to have a level of flexibility. I think I do. Yeah, does it mean that you know, I'm not going to miss this guy? Or when they're good, I mean, I love them all when they're good. So that's part of it, something that's not an easy – that's a tough part of our business. And to be honest with you, it's become more prominent than it used to be. You know, for years, I kept the same guys forever. I mean, I remember at Miami, I was coaching offense. And Marino Duper Clayton for 1,000 years. The business has changed in that regard a lot. And that's something that's – and now the particular level that I'm – what I do now with just teams, it even is more so. And that's something that I don't know. I think when I'm finished coaching and I want to do some media work, I'm going to get on the air and talk about it, because I think it's frustrating. But it is what it is. I understand. It's the business. And so we all have to deal with it.
Does he look like the same Leon on tape?
That's an interesting question. Someone else asked me that. And, yeah, I think for the most part he does. There's some things, you know, because he wasn't as much of a punt returner. Now he's doing a little bit more of both. And so he's got, you know, there's certain abilities that each one that is a little different. If you watch the first game, their first game that they played this year, he broke the long kickoff and the long punt. So he's still, you know, it's hard to say that because I don't study him just every single play. And I watch highlights. Of course, now I've seen all their games this year. He looks pretty good to me. He looks very solid, and, you know, I have a lot of respect, so I think he's a darn good football player.
I mean, if you don't have it Sunday, would Gates
be? Yeah, we'll split it up. Gates will do it. Crow might have a little something to do at certain times. We practiced them both today. Yeah, so Gates did a pretty nice job. I wish he broke outside. He'd still be running. He'd probably be Buffalo by now. But he had a nice run. He did. He ran hard. He's fast, and he worked hard. He hit it good. We really blocked it, but you know, there's some things he didn't do. But, and then Crow does some. There's always times when we keep him alive. You know, he likes to do it. We'll see. So, we'll have both of them alive, ready to go.
Coach, what would it mean to get Eric Smith back on Sunday?
Thanks. That means it would quit snowing. There's gonna be a lot of happy people for that kind of stuff. Now, Eric has been Eric plays roles that only a handful, there aren't many people can do for us. And it's tough. It's a difficult thing because there were more things that we wanted to do that we couldn't do. We had to pull back on. Eric is in a position on our kickoff coverage. I mean, we went into New England. We're the number one coverage team in the National Football League. They ran a return at a side where they had four blockers and we had five guys. Eric Smith's usually one of those five. One of our guys is a young guy. He just made a mistake. He just ran out of position, and it opened up a cavity. Eric wouldn't have made that mistake. So does that mean we would have made the play? I believe we would have. So, but these are things you have to deal with. And, you know, this guy, you know, he made the one mistake. Unfortunately, it was one. The rest of the game actually did a heck of a job. Those kind of things. So, yes, Eric really helps you because he has so much versatility, and we play different formations. We actually – there were some punt things that we would do a little differently. But so we're happy to have him back. I just think he's a football player and gives us a lot of weapons that's very, very difficult to replace. Now, this happens in our business. It happens. And you have to deal with it. though this is sometimes, and sometimes some of the guys that get thrust into roles maybe aren't as good at it or aren't as familiar, and it takes them a little time. I'm usually a believer that I can get them to do it pretty quickly because of the system. You know, sometimes I'm not as successful as that as others, but I'm awful happy to have Eric Smith back, very much so.
Mike, is Brian a guy you have to contend with up the middle on field goal blocks and that sort of thing?
Well, he's one of them. He's special. He's, you know, he blocked four kicks last year. He's a big guy. He's got excellent technique. He turns his shoulders and kind of knifes through, and he's good at it. He's really good. So yeah, he's a factor. I still feel like we're a good, you know, Nick made all, was 100%. We're pretty good. I mean, we got, you know, a guy, we just didn't seal a gap. A guy just didn't, you know, they came off the tight end tackle area and a guy snuck through and tipped the hand up. In the Miami game, you know, our guy wasn't even really down in the stands, so I'm not too concerned with that. But this kid, sure, you got to get ready for him. He's legit. He's legit. I thought there were two or three great guys in the league. Big kid at the Bears, 71, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. And this guy, he's really good. So, yeah, we practiced, you know, we really worked on it. We were tight and doing everything you can, which you have to do. So we try to make some adjustments. But, yeah, get ready for him. Okay, very good. Didn't wait.